Warralilly pre-game interview.
Time to go inside the Cats camp. Lucky enough to be joined by assistant coach for Warralilly, Nigel Lappin. Nige, Kingy, Benny Cass and Matty Kershaw talking to you. Do you get nice vibes when you step foot onto this ground that you set foot on so many times over your career?
Yeah, I do. But more importantly, the players really enjoyed playing up here. We've had a pretty good record, particularly when we're up here in the hub. The boys love coming up, not only getting a bit of sunshine, but they really like the dimensions of the ground, really suit the way that we play. And be a great game to test ourselves out against quality opposition.
Yeah, Nige, when we saw that three of the four emergencies weren't playing in the VFL this afternoon, we thought something might be up, and it's come to pass that Gary Rowan hasn't got up in the end after getting hurt last week against the Bombers. Can you just give us an update on him and that Zach Tui will come into the 22?
Yeah, look, he just had a sort of ankle capsule sort of sprain last week, and he was very close. If we needed to play him, we could have, but we're sort of not really taking any risk with player of his quality and how important he is to the team. So Zach Tui comes into the team, and Shane Mullen will play as our sub. So, yeah, really looking forward to, as I said before, what should be a really quality game given the players that they've got, the form that they're in, and we feel like we're starting to build some really good form as well.
Before I throw you over to Benny and Kirsch to talk about the game, just on Sam Menegola, he's played a handful of games, or not quite yet, but maybe three in the VFL. Is this just a management for him as he's come back from that longer-term injury?
Yeah, it is. He's played well in the VFL. His last game was fantastic. And just with his knee, we'd need to manage it every sort of month or so, and we thought this is a really good opportunity. If we needed him today, he could have played, but a good opportunity for him just to have a refresh and have a really good crack at the last five or six rounds of the season, where he'll be really important for us.
Nige, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Was there a robust discussion in match committee of the pros and cons or to or not to tag Lachie Neal?
Yeah, there always is. And as you saw with us, and you've seen with us over the journey, like we'll probably put a few players through him. You obviously need to keep an eye on him. His ability, not only at stoppage, but his quick feet and his agility around the contest is second to none. And he's a real fire starter for them. He's so good at being able to get the ball to the outside to their runners. And it's going to be a big part of the day, making sure that we don't allow him to get his 10 clearances or 15 sort of loose ball gets. So really important job for the guys that go through him.
Just a word from you on 100 games today for Tom Atkins.
Yeah, look, he's just a wonderful person from a great family, a Geelong boy through and through, and unbelievable story, really. Had to work hard at it. Didn't come easy for him initially, but he was a brilliant player for us in the VFL, and he earned his spot through the way that every Geelong supporter sees the way that he plays. He's just the ultimate team man. He's unbelievable in a contest, and his defensive pressure is the best in the competition. So, yeah, we're proud to have him in our team, and I don't know, his teammates love playing with him.
You mentioned his defensive efforts. I think he's maybe had double-figure tackles in quite a few of the last few games that you've played. But he, alongside with Mark Blitzarves, I know you sort of have to have balances and counterbalances in the midfield, but those two with their defensive efforts perhaps allow others, like your playmakers like Holmes and Dangerfield, and to actually sort of, you know, play slightly different roles when they're there?
Yeah, 100%. Every good midfield needs to be balanced with players that complement each other. And I mean, I'd throw Tanner Bruin in the mix with the guys that you spoke about as well. Like, Tanner's really emerging. He's a quality inside mid who's unbelievably good at using the footy when he's got it in his hands. And both Tom and Blitz, as you mentioned, they love balancing those guys out. They love doing the hard work. They love working hard defensively and linking up our midfield and defence. And they're just team men through and through. So really good balance. And as I said before, we're really building, not just through the midfield, but building our whole game. We're starting to defend the ground a lot better than what we did earlier in the year. And hopefully we can do that today, create some early turnovers and give our forwards a chance.
Thanks to Warralilly. Get $15,000 towards your rent and living costs while you build your new home at Warralilly. Speaking with Cats assistant coach Nigel Lappin, here's Matty Kershaw on K-Rock Footy.
Nigel, I'm glad you touched on Tanner Bruin. It was going to be one of my questions to you in relation to how well he settled in the last month. So we probably don't need to touch on that so much. But looking through all the data, all the KPIs and everything you look at between the two teams tonight, the teams almost mirror each other in nearly every statistic going around. I suppose the Geelong fans out there want to know from, I guess, you, where Geelong will win the game tonight. What area do you think probably the key area will win the game tonight?
Well, firstly, the teams, even though we look similar, we play slightly different game styles, both in defence and attack. And But a lot of that's based off the contest. So Brisbane generally keeps six forwards ahead. And if they win the contest, win the stoppage and get it forward, they've got some dynamic forwards that are really hard to stop. So first and foremost, the game starts in a contest. We need to get that stuff right. If we can get some forward half territory early in the game by our mids winning the contest and getting it forward, as I said, we've got some firepower up there that will find opportunities to score. But also we're defending really well from our front half. So both teams like to get the ball in their front half and lock it in. So as I said, most of the games are won and lost in the contest. So if we compete really well there and we give ourselves a chance, we've definitely got the firepower in our forward line to kick a score.
Nige, Charlie Cameron has caused issues in the past. No, Jed Buse is usually the matchup. How do you look for that this afternoon?
Yeah, it's a good question. We'll probably rotate some guys through him. And we've probably got the opportunity to do something with Charlie that not many other teams do to him. We've got some bigger bodies that are pretty quick. If you throw in Tom Atkins, obviously Jack Henry and Jay Collegeasney, all of those guys can play on the smaller types because they're not only fast, but they've got really good agility. And sometimes as a smaller player, even though Charlie's dynamic and an amazing player, you can find it difficult on those guys that are quite physical with you. So if that doesn't work, we've got O'Sheen Mullen probably, that he's done that type of role back in Ireland with some of the best players in his game. And we've got a lot of trust and faith in him that if he's needed throughout the day, he can come on and do a good job.
Are you envious of that hair that number 34 is running with at the moment?
It's gorgeous, isn't it? He lost his bun at training this week and it was out flowing. It was it was beautiful.
It's like it's not hair, it's a mane.
What about the conditioner would have to go through it?
Oh,
silky.
Well, a boss.
Yeah. Just a few.
He's a very tough individual, but there's a lot of work and a lot of hours that has gone into making that hair look really good.
Yeah. Nige, you played 147 games here. Your record was 107 wins, 3 draws and 37 losses, and you kicked exactly 100 goals at the Gabba. I don't know whether you knew that or not.
Nah, I had no idea about that. But it feels like two lifetimes ago that I played footy here. But as I said, I'm really looking forward to watching the way that we play. Footy's so different to what it was back in my day. But the beauty about playing at the Gabba, if you can bring the ball back through the corridor off turnover, it's a really short way home. And
yeah,
as I said before, we'll be able to give guys like Tyson and Jeremy and Hawk and Ollie Henry a chance. I'm sure they can make the most of it.
Was there a birthday cake for the Hawk yesterday as he turned 35?
Yeah, he's an absolute gem, like a fine wine. He's just getting better every year. And he's just a beautiful human being. Like, regardless of his footy ability, we all admire him, what he can do there. But he's just an amazing person to have on our list. He's like a grandfather to some, a brother to others, and a dad to others. He's just a beautiful human being.
Yeah, absolutely. Nige, well said. Best of luck this afternoon. Really appreciate your time, as always, on K-Rock Footy. And for your sake, as you did so many times at the Gabba as a player, as an assistant coach, get another 4 points under your belt.
Yeah, appreciate it. Always appreciate your support and the support that we get from the greater Geelong region. And hopefully we can do you all proud today.
Absolutely. Thanks, Nige.
Thanks,
appreciate
Nige.
Your time. Well done.
Nigel
Appin joining us.
Pretty
there.
Nice.
Thanks to Warralilly. Good luck, Nige. Good luck to the coaching team. House and land packages available, Benny. Check out warralilly.com.au. How's this? Get $15K towards your rent and living costs while you build your new home at Warralilly.
Warralilly pre-game interview.